Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you on this lovely Monday morning. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And so glad that you're tuning in on this Monday. And talk about a great Monday right now. It's 57 degrees, going to warm up to 85 degrees. And wow, all week long, that sunshine going to be a part of our day. And we are officially in summer. Yes, the longest day of the year yesterday and the first day of summer. So welcome to summer like we've never experienced before, right? We're in this interesting little part of our lives where we never thought, 6 months ago even, I was thinking this, 6 months ago, I would have never, ever dreamt that we could be forced to do things against our will, in a sense, to prevent perhaps some sort of threat of a disease, where I think personally the cure has been worse than the threat of the disease, and so many ripple effects going on around our community here, our state, and our nation. And I just want to, you know me, I'm trying to stay positive, keep my eyes focused on the things that encourage you and encourage me in our day to day. In fact, last week I put on my Facebook, what brings you encouragement, on my personal Facebook, because I think it's important that we rally together and encourage one another and do what we can do to fight the negative news and the misinformation that's out there trying to keep us in a spirit of fear. And oftentimes, for many, many years, I worked in Christian radio, and I would also often say, fear is false evidence appearing real. And so whatever you're wrestling with today, whatever you're struggling with today, you know, let's just take a deep breath and know that today's going to get better. And if you are struggling with a physical ailment, if you're struggling with something in your spirit, anxiety, whatever it is, you know that in my personal walk, I really trust God in all things and through all things. He really does give me strength. And I can give you testimony over and over again and bear witness to the fact that He is faithful. And so there are so many things in our life that we can allow to take control. And today we're not going to allow outside influence to be in control. Nope, we're going to stand strong. We're going to stand strong together, and we're going to fight the fear and the misinformation with facts. And one of the things, looking at the news over the weekend, very interesting headlines, and I don't know if you had a chance to tune in, if you were one of the 10 million people to tune in online, or maybe the 2 million people who watched on your TV, or perhaps, just perhaps, you are one of the thousands waiting in line to get into the BOK Center, the Box Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But I will tell you, I was encouraged by personally listening. In fact, I did my first ever watch party on Facebook, thanks to everybody who joined me on my watch party of the rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, the headlines say, oh, Trump was so disappointed to see all the empty seats. And then there was other Facebook, oh, we fooled him. We got fake tickets and no one showed up. But you know what? Tulsa, Oklahoma is only about an hour and 20 minutes or so close to where I used to live in Arkansas, and I have lots of friends, lots of biker friends and people that I know in Oklahoma. And I actually have someone on the line who attended the rally in Oklahoma. He is a friend. He's a hog brother from the Harley Owners Group, group that I was involved in. His name is Jim Moss, and he's on the line to give us an actual report of what it was like to be on the ground at the rally on Saturday. Thank you, Jim, for tuning in. Good morning to you. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Stacy Ann. I'm doing awesome. And a great message about don't let the fear, you know, control your life. Always stay positive. So one thing I've always enjoyed about you is your outlook on life, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for being a part of the show this morning. It's fun being in Oregon. I'm from Oregon originally, graduated from high school, but I've had all these wonderful adventures across the country and met what I call treasures. And Jim, you are a treasure. We know each other through riding Harleys and the work that we did. I did at Pig Trail, Harley-Davidson, and I was so excited to see that you actually got to go to the rally and you got a ticket. How did you get a ticket?
I registered online a few weeks ago to in order to get my ticket, and I was successful, thank goodness, and experience. I was very glad to take part in that opportunity. We got to see and hear a message from Trump and his administration and some of his people that spoke there with him, and it was a great message.
What was the, you registered online, and then you, did you have to get there quite a bit early?
Well, I was there earlier, yes. I wanted to kind of see what was happening on the streets in Tulsa and just kind of see what was going on and participate in all that community events in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did go inside the BOK Center fairly early because it was getting hot. It was about 90 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And so I went inside early just to get, you know, out of the heat. And then I ended up just staying. I never went back outside one more door due to the difficulty if you left on how to get back in and everything, because they checked your temperature,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously taking care, you know, taking all the COVID-19 precautions. And,
yeah.
you know, I appreciate the city for doing that.
Yeah, let me ask you a question about what you saw outside. Did you see a lot of conflict? Did you see a lot of anti-Trump protesting? What was the protocol coming to the BOK Center, getting in? What can you share with us what that was like?
So, of course, getting in, parking, you know, and actually walking to the BOK Center, you know, a lot of streets are blocked. You know, this is the President of the United States. They're going to, I mean, the military was there fully armed. I mean, it's all what you would expect, right? I mean, there was obviously vendors. We did see a few protesters, but I would say pre-rally, everybody that I encountered was fully respectful, you know, practicing their First Amendment, freedom of speech, but wasn't violent or rude. So I really appreciate those folks who came out and wanted to support their cause prior to the rally.
Okay. So there was some anti-Trump presence there. Would you say it was overwhelming, a big crowd, as large as those waiting to get in? Give us kind of a sense, because the media, my experience, and I'll tell you what I'm referencing. Back in the inauguration, I was invited to go to the Trump inauguration in D.C. when he was elected and got installed as the President of the United States. And when I participated in that, all I saw was enthusiasm, excitement, actual true hope for change. I saw people of all sizes, colors, nationalities, religions, ethnicities, people who had never voted before, people who were certainly not Republican. And all I saw was encouragement. And I kept getting text messages and people from family really worried about my safety because of what the media was showing, a handful of protesters on some side that I never encountered. I saw one person hold a sign going the opposite direction in all of my time there. So I think it's good to hear from you. You know, give us a perspective of what that was as far as numbers of people. Was it pretty large? Give us a little insight there.
Oh my goodness, no. It was very small. The crowd was very small, the anti-Trump crowd. But, you know, just as anything would happen, you're always going to have the opposing viewpoint there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, very small participation from the opposing viewpoint. And again, the folks that were there were very respectful and wanted to, you know, voice their cause. And so I really appreciate that.
So then you get into the BOK Center and you're there early and you start to watch people flow in and get their seats, and it's getting close to the start of the rally. And I know for me, I did a couple different watch parties on Facebook because they'd have different live streamings of the different speakers. And then in between, of course, it wasn't streaming because there wasn't anything going on. And it's kind of boring to watch that on Facebook. But it seemed like the audience would fill in more and more as it got closer to the time of Pence and Trump actually speaking. Was that your experience?
Oh, absolutely. You know, even when they started with the first couple of speakers, the attendance wasn't, you know, it was pretty small, probably only like half full. But I think as the word hit the street that, oh, people are speaking, you know, it did. It started to, you know, people started to come in. And, you know, personally, I don't think anybody expected a full house. You know, there's still a lot of health concerns with COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
I know I saw in social media and stuff where, you know, Antifa and stuff were going to be there after the protest. And I even saw one post where they pretty much said that they would become violent if they needed to. So,
wow.
You know, that's kind of intimidating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think some people stayed away just for those reasons. When you're able to see it, you know, if you have those underlying health conditions and, you know, you're high risk for COVID, you know, and you're able to see something from home, well, you know, protect yourself, stay safe and do what's best for you. So I think a lot of people took that opportunity, but I wanted to see it live and experience it, you know, for myself and not secondhand.
So. I love the post that you did last night. In fact, I might share that on our KSLM News Facebook page, where you show actual footage of the crowd and the people there. And it's certainly a lot different than the images I've seen on TV or on social media from the more left news outlets, that it really did fill up. Tell me a little bit, Jim, we've got a couple minutes here. And then if you could hold on with me, I want you to continue on the break because I have some other questions for you about what's going on there in Northwest Arkansas. But tell me a little bit about the things that you got from the actual message of Trump and what was your come away?
Oh, wow. So for me to hear the message up front, it was very much about recognizing racial inequalities, wanting to improve those, wanting to get that unemployment back to the best unemployment rates we've ever had in a mm-hmm. long, long time. Get those numbers down. Want to get the economy back up, get the stock market back up where it was prior to COVID. Get all those things back to where it was prior to COVID, because we were in an outstanding situation prior to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this country was. So record low unemployment, outstanding economy. So he's working to really try to get those numbers back there and even continue to improve those. I got that he really wants this country to become or get back to being the wealthiest country in the world.
You're absolutely right, Jim. And thank you for joining with me. Stay on the line. After this break, I've got some more questions regarding your thoughts on what's going on in the economy, COVID-19 and other things. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning, wake up to a brand new day. This morning,
good morning, Salem. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm hoping to do a little sightseeing this afternoon. In fact, I'm hoping to go for a ride on the motorcycle. I am so excited to get going. I got my endorsement last fall there in Northwest Arkansas, and now I have my own bike to start riding on and learning, and I've got Terry coaching and training me, and I know Jim Moss. He's on the line with me. He is a hog brother from Northwest Arkansas. Jim, did you ride your motorcycle over to the rally?
No, I did not. There was a pretty good chance of rain to come back, and so raining in the and riding in the rain and the dark is not my favorite thing.
Oh, no, not at all. Well,
I chose to take the car, but...
Tell us what you ride. What do you ride?
I ride a 2014 Harley Ultra Limited.
All right. That's pretty fun. And we have a good group, don't we, up there of Harley-Davidson Hog members. And I tell you what, talk about patriots and veterans and God-loving individuals there in that part of the world. And you had a chance to go to the rally, and it's so fun to talk to you and have your inside scoop of what actually took place, because the media is trying to tell us something completely different. And we know, I mean, the BOK Center only holds, I think, about 19,000 people. And we know, like you said, with COVID, people are a little tentative. And I know the numbers are up in Arkansas. Arkansas never clamped down like Oregon. We're just now starting to get out and about, Jim, in Oregon. I don't know how, maybe through my post, you're a little more aware of what's going on here in Oregon. But Northwest Arkansas never had the governor say, okay, we're completely shutting down. Businesses chose to do so. And it was more local. And you're seeing a little upswing there in that area. But I think in Arkansas, you feel like people are doing pretty well to honor the social distance and wearing masks, things like that. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, I do believe so. You know, every city are trying to implement different things to try to, I guess, continue the curve or whatever. But, you know, everybody needs to be safe and do what's right for themselves, as that's my personal belief. And I think the community is doing pretty well with the social distancing idea and, you know, wearing a mask in public place, especially if it's going to be in large crowds and, you know, which still aren't recommended, but, you know, sometimes you do see them. So I think we're doing pretty good.
Now, going back to the Trump rally and folks that you interacted or saw there, do you get the feeling that these are people that maybe voted for Trump last time, or are they new people? What's your thoughts there?
My opinion is definitely most of them were Trump supporters in 2016. But, you know, I do feel that there is some new people there that, you know, maybe wanted to see what he had to say firsthand, or, you know, maybe tired of what's going on, and you know, maybe they feel manipulated as well by the media, so they wanted to kind of see exactly what was going on. I definitely feel that there's some of those folks that attended the rally as well.
In Northwest Arkansas, there has been, as well as here in Salem and Portland, a lot of BLM protests and outrage because of George Floyd's death that's gone on for weeks and weeks. I know you've gone down to those assemblies and taken footage and kind of watched as a watchman, in a sense, on the wall of the community. That whole experience and that civil unrest and those feelings, how did that compare to the Trump rally?
Wow. So, yes, I did go down to a BLM rally, and it was more to kind of, I wanted to preserve a rally, and so I wasn't persuaded by the media what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I wanted to protect my community because I will not tolerate looting or anything kind of violence in that nature. So yes, I did attend a rally, and you know, prior to dark, I felt like it was pretty peaceful, but after, you know, the sun started setting, the violence did start coming out. I mean, I was personally called a white supremacist because I wasn't marching with them, and then they attacked the police officers, which then the police officers were forced to throw smoke bombs and, you know, to protect themselves. So, I mean, yes, it wasn't bad as some of the other ones, but, you know, we didn't have thousands and thousands of people because we're a smaller community, but there was some violence that did come out. So, you know, my opinion has definitely been formed by that event and the things that I saw versus what you see about everything being peaceful.
Well, and that's certainly the case because we're being fed one thing. And I know people. I know I have people who are passionate about the message, about, you know, coming against the racism or the profiling of things that have been done through the police department and their own personal experiences. In fact, I think probably tomorrow I'll share a story of someone that I know from South Dakota who is in a biracial marriage and shared. And it was very, very well written, and to a letter to his son on Father's Day. It was very well written. And I think all of us can agree that there's some changes that need to be made. It's the methods that are being used that are, in my mind, shut down the conversation and make people tune out, in a sense, because they're so radical. And it's interesting, Jim, to hear your perspective. And yet, those that go to a Trump rally and those that are rallying, wanting America to be great again, are accused of horrific things. And it just doesn't add up in my mind. Is that your experience?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, at the Trump rally, I didn't see any violence to the military or even any negative words to the military or our police officers that were there to protect us and to protect the president. Everybody, I mean, there was many people walking by, thank you, officers, for protecting us. Because I think as a society, we need to know that, you know, most police officers are out there. They're servants to our community, and they're good people. And, you know, but unfortunately, just like out in society as a whole, there are good people, which is the majority of us, but then you have a few that are just bad, you know, and we need to hold those officers accountable, and we need to hold those people accountable that break the law. But, I mean, to really go out and be violent for the police officers that serve our community, I think we need.
That's great, Jim. Hold on the line. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, visiting with Jim Moss. He attended the Trump rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, giving us the inside scoop of what happened right on the ground. We'll talk to you real soon. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Monday. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Good news for me, my parents. They'll be here tonight. They've been traveling from South Dakota in their little motorhome, kind of a dream, coming across Utah, Idaho, and now they'll be here in Salem, and I'm beyond excited to see them. And of course, they raised me here in this area, and then they moved to South Dakota to follow all of us that had the grandchildren and all of that, and now they're retired, and they're coming back to visit for the next few weeks. I'm hoping to maybe get my dad and mom on the air. I don't know. They've called in a couple times, but it would be fun to have them in on the show. We'll see. I also want to tell you and encourage you to continue to support, and thank you for supporting Clayton Ward Recycling. They have a wonderful business of accepting concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, and gravel. Come right alongside of you if you've got those things hanging around at your house. Why not drop them off? There may be some charges, but most things, there are no charges. There's no waiting, easy unloading, fast and friendly service, family-owned and operated. Clayton Ward Recycling off Mainline Drive in Kaiser, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday, 7 to 3. Give them a call, 503-393-8700. And if you're a parent or grandparent and you've been through the parks in the last few months, you know, it's been very disturbing because the playground's been blocked off, right? Well, good news. For those of you with young children or grandchildren, the playgrounds are starting to be unwrapped so kids can play at the playgrounds again. And we are so excited about that because as we enter into phase two, that's something we can add to our to-do list. We've been given the privilege. It feels like Mother May I, you know, can we come out and play, you know? And I don't know. I'm trying to stay positive, but there's so much going on right now. And everything we thought we understood or knew about our society and how things work is being questioned and changed. And at the last break this morning, we're going to do some notes of items of action. I'm going to get more specifically into that, but on the line with me, we continue the conversation with Jim Moss, who is from Northwest Arkansas, and he had an opportunity to travel over. Jim, is it about an hour and 15 minutes over to the Box Center, Tulsa, about, would you say?
It's closer to 2 hours.
2 hours, okay, yeah. So you traveled over, and you got into, got a ticket ahead of time, and you got to participate in the rally. And, you know, what do you think about our country, where we're at? We've had these challenges in the last 6 months in regards to the COVID-19 and all the unrest. How do you stay encouraged?
It is sometimes very difficult, especially when you see the media and it's all, you just see a lot of negativity out there right now. You know, I just thank God for my family and we're all safe and, you know, and every day I just think about them and just try to do the right things to protect my family and just know that, hey, this isn't permanent. This is temporary. You know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and that's just how we just need to think, is there's light at the end of the tunnel and be grateful for everything we have. I'm considered an essential employee, so I've been able to work, so that's obviously been encouraging. You know, I've been that fortunate. So just stay positive, folks. There's light at the end of the tunnel. This isn't going to last forever.
That's so very important. Tell me a little bit about... if you come across someone maybe at work or someone you know, maybe someone riding a motorcycle and they're like, you know, I just think I'm going to sit out this election. I think, you know, my vote, it really doesn't matter. I think, you know, I don't like politics. I'm just going to, you know, do my thing. What do you say to a person like that?
That's a difficult one because... You definitely want people to vote because that's, you know, those decisions. And some people think, oh, well, it's just the president. He's not going to affect what we have in our lives or how our lives affected. I'm like, you know, there is some truth to that. But, you know, if you're not going to vote for at least the president, go vote for your local community because those folks that are you're voting for there definitely have a more impact. But I encourage everybody to vote. That's why our forefathers put this system into place, so your voice could be heard on who you wanted to represent your country.
That's so good. And as a parent, and by the way, I hope you had a happy Father's Day yesterday, but as a parent, we have such a responsibility to make sure that our kids are raised to know that they have a right and they have a voice, right? And here in our local election in Oregon, the very first time our governor, Kate Brown, was elected, she was elected by 7 votes. Tell me elections don't have consequences. Tell me elections closer to home don't have more control over you, because we are now on Wednesday mandated by our governor, all these months into COVID-19, any indoor public space. Employers are supposed to have their employees wear masks. It's not a choice. And all customers coming into public spaces will have to wear a mask. And it is kind of a complicated situation, but it seems to be following along party lines. And the crazy thing has been for us here in Oregon, is it seems to be those that are protesting and been in close spaces, not wearing masks. You know, there's no contagion of COVID, but they're worried about rallies or church services, things like that. So there's a lot of confusion and a lot of local leaders making decisions that affect our everyday life. So what you said is so perfect, that we need to be informed. We do need to vote and we need to be a part of the solution. And I love your message there, Jim. Any last thoughts that you have for our listeners today on the election, on President Trump, before you move on with your day?
You know, I will just say I feel right now that President Trump, his message that I received is just, he wants the best thing for his country. And I mean, again, you look at the numbers, you look at the statistics before COVID-19, our economy was great. Unemployment was at record lows. I mean, that's what this country's all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked everybody, you know, there's a lot of racial tension going on, You know, there's a lot of discrimination going on. You know, please, I ask, please, don't judge folks by the color of their skin or what political party they believe in or what religion they believe in. You know, we're all God's children. And I just ask that the only thing that you judge people on is their character.
Oh, I think...
And everything else is just, you know, love one another. Love one another and be kind.
I agree.
That's the best thing we can do.
What a great message, Jim. So good to talk to you today, and I look forward to reconnecting, although our rally this fall has been canceled due to COVID-19. We probably won't see each other for a while, but be sure to be safe on that motorcycle, and thank you for calling in and being a part of the show this morning. God bless you, and have a fantastic day.
I appreciate you having me on this morning. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a wonderful day, Jim. Thank you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. And I'm telling you, if you want to be a part of the conversation this morning, I'd love to have you give us a call, 503-589-1220. News that you can use. And I want to turn towards a couple things. This Wednesday, we are restarting a special session. Governor Kate Brown is bringing in all of the elected leaders locally, and there's some points of things. Let's see. I'm going to read you this. There's some really important points that we need to get to in regards to being active, kind of a call to action. If you go to our Facebook page and KSLM.news, we did an alert that I think is really important for you to look at. There are some things that you can do to stay active. And what I'm concerned about, and the reason why I call it a call to action, is that here's because of COVID-19, normally during a session, we have the ability to go in to watch, right? Watch the sessions, watch the committee hearings, things like that. Due to COVID-19, I don't believe that the Capitol is going to be open in the ways or accessible as we are used to. And so even more so, we've got to be vigilant and be involved. And so the Oregon House Republicans did an action alert. Monday, the joint interim committee on the first special session will meet virtually to discuss bills for a special session. The committee needs to hear from Oregonians who have been directly impacted by the governor's executive orders in response to COVID-19. Did you have to close your business and suffer financially because of the poorly executed reopening plan? Are you worried about Oregon's economy and recovery? Your thoughts and stories matter. There are two ways to submit testimony for Monday's committee meeting at 3:30. Oral testimony needs to be in no later than 11:30 this morning, and there's a link to register. Again, this is on our Facebook page as an action alert. Written testimony can be submitted as well, and so it's very important if you're a business owner or you've been economically impacted by this, we need to get as much testimony in as possible. Also, we will keep you alerted as to ways that you can stay involved in regards to what's happening in the bills and the things that are impacting you. Stay in tune here to this station, staying in tune to our live shows and also our Facebook page is probably the best way to do it. There's also something else going on today, another call of action that I think is very important that you are alerted to as well. Today, the Salem City Council tonight, we'll be looking at the fact about the budget. And what we need is an email sent today by noon to the Salem City Council on how you feel about policing and if we should defund the police. Personally, I don't think we should. And so it's important that we send an email to citycouncil@cityofsalem.net. After this break, we're going to talk more about what's happening in our community. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Join the conversation. What's on your mind today? 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. Together on this wonderful Monday. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening online at KSLM.news, thank you, no matter where you're at, for tuning in. Tell your friends and family that they can tune in. And, of course, we've got people all over the Pacific Northwest and even in Arkansas. I think my friend Mary's still listening. Hello, Mary. And we've got friends in South Dakota and all over. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Monday as we continue to stir and get engaged and activated as far as what is happening in our community, still looking to be positive about it, knowing that we still have hope, right? Where do we get our hope? Where do we stir up in one another encouragement so that we can still keep our eye on the prize? I am still believing that we, in this country, that we have a constitution that stands, that our founding fathers, they were divinely inspired for the Constitution to be our framework, to have a republic that represents all, that we're all equal. We're all created equal by God. And we all have liberties, and we all have the ability to speak and be heard and to be seen. And the lack of honor that I'm seeing right now in our culture is very disturbing. And it's interesting to me to start listening to several of respected leaders like Ben Carson. Ben Carson is our HUD secretary, and he wrote this, and I think it's so true. And I invite you to call in 503-589-1220 and give me your feedback on this. HUD Secretary Ben Carson on Sunday urged Americans to stop being offended by everything and to grow up. Carson, the Secretary, Department of Housing and Urban Development, made the comments on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. After being asked about President Trump's acceptance speech being scheduled in Jacksonville, Florida on August 27th, the 60th anniversary of the KKK mob attacking mostly black civil rights protesters in the city. Is it appropriate to be having a convention speech on that anniversary in that city? Stephanopoulos asked. We've reached a point in our society where we dissect everything and try to ascribe some nefarious notion to it, Carson said. We really need to move away from that. We need to move away from being offended by everything and going through history and looking at everything and renaming everything. I mean, think about the fact that some of our universities, some of our prestigious universities, have a relationship with the slave trade. Should we go and rename those universities? It really gets to a point of being ridiculous after a while. And you know, we're going to have to grow up as a society. Earlier, Carson said, the U.S. can only be destroyed if Americans destroy ourselves. We have to stop putting everything into the arena of combat. Let's see if we can find a way to work together, because if we don't, we're doomed, he said. Carson also pushed back on criticism of Trump's suggestion to governors of dominating the streets. There are a lot of different ways to express things, Carson said. I believe what's being said there is obviously we can't submit to anarchy. I think we would all agree to that. We might not all express it in the same way, but we would all agree with it. And we've got to begin to look at the big picture and what is the thing that we're aiming to do, not what someone has said this day or that day. Then he was asked, Carson, a medical doctor, if it's appropriate for Trump to hold a campaign rally. I think if it's done in conjunction with the public health experts, which it's being done in conjunction with, that's quite acceptable, Carson said. We do need to always, all of us, do what we can do to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But it's very important that we utilize what we've learned from the disease so that we can live with it rather than allow it to dominate us and determine how we're going to live. Great article from Ben Carson. And I do think it's important that we learn to grow up as a society. And on the air, we have a few minutes left. I'm going to bring Art in on the conversation. Hi, Art. How are you?
Morning, Stacy. I'm doing well today.
Awesome.
Yeah, sure. As far as the city council goes, you know, call the mayor, call your representative on the commission board. You got to let them know, not only send them emails, but you got to let them know that defunding the police in both aspects is just unacceptable. You know, there are things that they can... can use the money for better. Like, actually putting body cams on the officers. Stacey, I heard that Oregon got several million dollars to buy body cams for the police here in Oregon, and they haven't done it.
Whoa.
Which, just like they didn't do anything when they allocated the money for the...
unemployment?
Yeah, the unemployment software. You know, we need better management of our money, but taking the, you know, cutting police funding and taking them out of our schools is just absolutely wrong. It's just crazy. You stop problems before they have them by having the police in the schools talking about drug abuse and all those kind of things, educating them, and then we don't have kids that grow up to be, you know, in gangs, et cetera, et cetera. Sorry for the birds, Stacey.
It sounds like cockatiels. Do you have cockatiels in the background?
Yeah.
I used to have them.
He's loving this sunshine, and when he's on a rampage, you can't shut him up.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So now, Art, I think what you said is so important, that we get a hold of our city council and we let them know how we feel on the budget. And we need to get our emails in and our calls in by noon today so that can go into the record, because the meeting's tonight. If it gets too late in the day, it makes it difficult. And we put a link on our Facebook page. You know, Art, did you get a chance to tune into the rally over the weekend?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, I did, in between my Father's Day stuff and you know, doing yard work and everything. I watched it after the fact. I mean, they replayed it over and over again. Of course, I am a Trump supporter. I thought he did a great job. He needed to get back out there and start preparing for the election, because if we don't reelect him, we're in real trouble, Stacey.
Oh, yes. One of my takeaways from listening, and I actually did my first watch party on Facebook, was that someone said, and I think it was in the earlier stages, we need to vote red. Remove every Democrat. I thought that was really fun.
It absolutely was. In this special session, I mean, they're talking about putting our attorney general in charge of doing the investigations of the police.
We can see where that's headed, don't we? Art, thank you for being a part of the conversation. Sorry, Rebecca, we didn't get to you today. We'll get back to you maybe tomorrow, Rebecca. You have a blessed day, Art. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Fun morning. We're going to continue the conversation tomorrow at 7 a.m. Thanks for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget to write your city council and let them know how you feel on funding the police. There's a link on our Facebook page. Have a fantastic day, my friends. Remember, over, under, or around, or and through, you and I, we're overcomers. Be blessed.